It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roane Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Precious Heavenly Father, we come to you today. Thank you for the privilege to call upon your name. Lord, thank you for the dear saints of God. Through the years, Lord, it's been so faithful to stay with us, to pray with us, to help us in the work of the Lord. God, thank you for each one by the radio today. Lord, I'd ask you, would you just simply draw them to you? Touch hearts. Lord, may we just simply look to the Lord. God, in this world, the whole world lieth in wickedness. And God, sins everywhere. But Lord, I'm glad that you're looking down. You're in charge. You're God. You're on the throne. And Father, today I pray as we open the Word of God, would you be pleased to simply open our very heart and open our spirit and let us receive the simple truth of God's eternal Word. And Lord, your will be done. God, thank you that you've given us a Bible. That's the very breath of God. And we thank you for that. Thank you for salvation that's completely and totally in the Lord Jesus Christ. God, if there's one today that's listening, that's lost, would you save them by your marvelous grace? And then, Lord, I wouldn't forget to ask you to pray, to just touch the saints of God, those that are going through trials, those sick in body. God, would you touch them? Those that are brokenhearted. God, as age has just taken a toll on the old human body, God, would you comfort and lift up your people in these days, and above all, get glory and honor. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt, and what a blessing it is to just be with you on this wonderful day of the Lord. I'd like to invite you to open your Bible again back to the little book of Acts, and it's Acts chapter 28. And as we come to the end of this little book, I woke up this morning and I was thinking about the very scriptures to deal with, and thinking about how precious the little book of Acts is. And when you stop and think about it, in the very book, the first of the book of Acts, what do you see and what do you have? Well, there the church is. In other words, the church comes into existence after. In other words, we see the church after Jesus comes and dies and raises again. Then here is the church. In the book of Acts, what the book of Acts is about is the work of the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ, the church. And boy, I'll tell you, in the first part of the, we pointed out in the book how that the Holy Spirit, in other words, God sent the Holy Spirit to work in the local church and in the life of every saint of God. And boy, it started out, I mean, on the day of Pentecost, He empowered the church. And can I say, what else has happened? Well, there was a battle that started. Can I say, has the church, has there ever been a time that the church was not under attack? How about in the day that we're living in? Is it under attack today? Yes, it is. And what do we have in chapter number 28? Where is Paul? Well, he's in Rome, and he's in prison. I mean, they've got him. Hey, the government, the Rome has got him locked up. I mean, hey, they're in power, and yet they can't kill him because he's not guilty of anything that they know of. But religion and the devil and the world is against what Paul stands for. Well, if you look in your Bible in chapter number 28, and you remember the previous verses that he back up in verse 17, 18, and 19. And in fact, let's go over to verse number 20. He said, "For this cause, therefore, have I called for you, to see you and to speak with you, because for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain." What is he speaking of? He gathers together the Jewish brethren all together in Rome. And so here he said, that I might speak to you of the hope of Israel. And what is the hope of Israel? None other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, look at verse number 21. And follow the scripture as it goes down. "And they said unto him, We neither receive letters out of Judea concerning thee." No letters was written to them. And here he said, "Neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee." In other words, the brethren, the Jewish brethren that came, they wasn't against Paul. No, because that had not, in other words, they had not got into the battle there. But look what it said. Verse 22. "But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest, for as concerning this sect." And folks, if you underline anything in your Bible, underline this little word, this sect. He said, "We know not where it is. We know that everywhere it is spoken against." Did not Jesus tell the church, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel"? My friend, under the Old Testament, they had the law, they had Judaism, Jewish religion, they had religion, and the world has it now. But this sect is spoken against. What is it? Well, what is this sect? It's none other that salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in religion, not in Judaism, not under the law, but in Christ. And here, just to see how that the brethren that was under Judaism and the law, they're thinking. And look at verse 27. Or verse 23, "And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him in his lodging." Now, remember this. Paul has been, he's been persecuted, he's been dogged, he's been stoned, he's been, everybody makes him guilty. Rome does not consider him an enemy. No. They've actually even given him a quiet lodging place. And he has a guard that's with him. But he's got his own home. And what I want you to see is Paul's been through the battle. He's stood for God. But here at the end of this book, where is Paul? Why, in his own lodging, in his own place. And what is it that he's trying to do? What is he doing now? In other words, he's been accused of dividing and destroying. No, all he's been doing is preaching the word. And verse number 20, he said, I just want to speak to you of the hope of Israel. And what is he going to do? Well, look at this. In his lodging, they came unto him, to whom he, watch what he does. He expounded and testified the kingdom of God. Oh, my soul. Who did God choose in the Old Testament? Israel, God's chosen people. I mean, they are still God's chosen people. And Jesus came into the world. If you'll remember in the New Testament, did he not say to the apostles, go to the Jew first, go to the Jew first, go to the Israel first? And they rejected the gospel. They rejected Christ. But here, Paul's final speakings here is, he expounded and testified the kingdom of God. What does it mean to expound? He opened the Bible and read to them word for word and expounded what it meant word for word and testified that he, when it says that he testified, what did he mean? This is what I believe. In fact, Paul had taught and believed and fought for it. But then when God saved him, what did he do? Can I say to you, the word became alive to him, and he testified. And notice what else he did. Persuading them concerning Jesus. Oh, my soul. Not the law, but he persuaded them concerning Jesus. How? Right out of their scriptures. Right out of the word of God. Both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets. And he did this morning and night. And folks, where do we have the truth? In the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Paul never stopped proclaiming the word of the Lord, and may we never cease to do that. Until next time, God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.